you go back to the history of Chad Reed, who's calling it quits, at least as a full-time rider on the 450s in the Supercross series, he was probably 6 years old. He certainly wasn't 37. Chad Reed joining us here in the Freak Nation as he's on his retirement tour. And Chad Reed, which one would you have believed that Speed Freaks with yours truly and Crash and Statman would have lasted longer, or that Chad Reed would have lasted longer in Supercross?
Well, me, I bet on me always.
Well done.
But look at really where motorsports has gone in the last 20 years. It's bonkers, especially when you kicked it off in Supercross many years ago, went into owning your own team, and now on this your last season with the Supercross series. What's been the craziest thing that you've had to kind of reflect on over the last several races as you're going to put a big show closed sign at the end of the season?
Ooh, reflecting. I mean, probably the biggest thing to reflect on is, you know, what has been 22 years of your life as a professional, and here I am, you know, closing the doors on that chapter. So, you know, definitely emotional, definitely, you know, exciting, fun moments to embrace. I'm excited, you know, like each and every week I try to be present and enjoy the fan support. This particular weekend is a special one. It's, you know, living now in Charlotte. We have, you know, it's now my home race and my family is all here and my kids are going to ride out an open ceremony this weekend. So it's going to be, a real, a real fun one for me.
My daughter's 6 years old, Chad. She was 4 when she had her first dance recital and I was bawling just watching her dance. How in the hell are you going to be able to ride seeing your kids come out on your work track and ride? Are you just going to be bawling your eyes out, big man?
Yeah, no. I mean, luckily, I'm actually currently, they're out here today and they're getting a little bit of a pre-run. So they're so excited. I mean, driving here, it seems like they couldn't sleep last night. They were wide awake this morning, ready to, you know, basically get their gear on and do this thing at 7:30 in the morning. And I'm trying to tell them, hey, you know, like the professionals have got to get, you know, do their job out here, and they just want to keep riding. So, but that's what I remember as a kid. And, you know, I don't care if they race or not, but for me, like just the love of riding a motorcycle, you want them to enjoy that moment.
And they seem to be completely enjoying it, so much so that is Dad a little fearful of them pushing the boundaries?
For me, it's, you know, as a dad, for sure, there's moments where you want to be the protective parent. But, you know, like, I just loved it from a little kid, and that's the only memory I have. If my kids chose this route and they love it and they just want to do it because that's what they want to do, Dad's going to support them 100%.
Oh, without question. I remember maybe 3 weeks ago, IndyCar driver Dario Franchitti posting up a video on Instagram of his daughter, Sophie, I think she's 4 years old now, just crushing it in downhill skiing. And he said, oh my God, I just realized how much hell I put my parents through. Do you ever kind of have those same feelings watching your kids on dirt bikes?
I actually seen the exact Instagram post you're talking about. And it just, you know, definitely as a dad, you reflect on those moments and, you know, definitely the things that I put my parents through, and you try to do what, you know, give the kids the same opportunity that you had. You know, this has been my life since I was 3.5 years old. So, it's a little more difficult because you know what it takes and what it takes to sustain in this sport. So that scares me, but then it also excites me because, you know, I was just a little kid who grew up in a small town in Australia wanting to come to America, and, you know, and I've lived and seen the world and currently still getting to experience that. So I would want all that for my own kids as well.
Chad Reed, this is your 18th, and you say it's your final season. You own the record for most starts in Supercross. You have 2 championships in hand. Now you're telling the world you want to race cars, sports cars. You went to the Rolex 24 in January. Where did all this come from?
Yeah, last year I was really fortunate to get a run in the Lamborghini Super Trofeo Series, and definitely working really hard to make that happen again. So first race is in April. It conflicts with one of the Supercross races, so we're working hard to, you know, work around it and yeah, make that transition.
So super.
They tell me with age, get a cage.
Okay, that's pretty good. With age, get a cage. We heard that from Jeremy McGrath, but he went to off-road trucks. It would seem like racing on dirt in Supercross and racing on dirt in off-road trucks would make sense. Sports cars are on pavement. They're incredible machines, but the challenge is incredible.
They're definitely challenging, but for sure exciting. You know, for me, I've lived my life in the dirt since I was 3 and a half. So for me, I'm ready to clean it up a little bit and be able to wear my shoes more than once and not have to walk dirt tracks and things like that. So the sports car world, you know, everything's on pavement and it's raining or not raining. It's all, you know, you stay clean. So trying to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, stay clean indeed. Chad Reed is in the Freaks Pits on a Sunday night. Chad, you raced in Phoenix, Glendale, Arizona, took a red eye to the Rolex 24 in Daytona, didn't get much sleep. What did you learn from the Rolex 24 other than how to race with no sleep?
Well, you know, like what's, you know, anyone that's ever taken a red eye before knows that it's really not that possible to sleep as great as you want to sleep. You know, so coming off of a, you know, kind of working all day at the Supercross racing and then jumping on a plane, I kind of felt like I was on a 24-hour schedule. And then when I got to the race, you know, seeing how beat and just tired, you know, you could just look in everybody's faces. When I rolled into Daytona, they probably still had about a 5-6 hours to go. And you could just see the race taking its toll. And for somebody who has desires to want to go into that series and, you know, race 24 hours, you know, definitely I was like, wow, like this is brutal, you know? So, yeah, just brought a little reality to it. And man, the racing was amazing. It was really cool to see Lamborghini win the GTD series. And hopefully one day I can get my chance.
You keep saying, hopefully, Chad Reed, who are you talking to? Clearly, I would imagine a Lamborghini team, but who else have you been talking to either for pointers or to get your butt in a seat next year or the year after?
Yeah, currently everything's being kind of through Lamborghini. So, you know, they have a great, exciting series that I feel would be, you know, would be really nice for my transition into it. You know, the Mountain Motorsports boss drives and races in GTD full time, so you definitely, you know, I lean on him and he's an ear that I, you know, pick at all the time and try to get an understanding. I have a driver coach, you know, a guy out of Italy actually who, you know, has been quite successful himself. So yeah, just it's all the same but very different. So it's really exciting to continue that racing spirit, but then also get you know, get a different feeling from it.
Chad Reed, Supercross champion, multi-times over, of course, outdoor, and of course, X Games medalist joining us here in the Freak Nation. The accomplishments in Supercross are many for you, but I would think owning your own team and successfully owning your own team and riding on the track would be maybe one of your top accomplishments. Am I wrong in assuming that?
You know, to put a race team together, kind of like one of those put your money where your mouth is.
Yep.
Moments, and to do that, you know, make that decision in November and, you know, be ready to go racing and challenge for a championship in January is really, really challenging. And to do that in 2011 when we first did it was just like that first podium I got, I just remember the vibe. And then I think it was 2 weeks later I won my first race as a team owner. There was just something completely different, you know, a feeling that the proud feeling, you know, you felt like you were a part of an actual team that you built and you kind of, you succeed and fail all by your own decision. You know, so anytime that we were winning was because I felt like we were making good decisions and doing the right things. And the times that we were failing is because we weren't doing the correct thing. So then you quickly have to adjust all that. So yeah, I would agree that, as far as like, you know, when I look back at this career in 10 years or 5 years or whatever it is, you know, winning and you know, contending for championships as my own boss, definitely was something that I'll always remember.
One of the memories that we have, of course, of covering you and the riders that have come up through Supercross for the last 20 years is that final race in Las Vegas,
oh my God,
where
yes.
James ended up pulling it through and winning the championship. But that last race of the season that year was just freaking epic between you two. And I just don't, see that. I don't find that now where the importance of a final race and really the personalities where, frankly, at least on the track, you guys didn't like each other. I miss those days, Chad Reed.
Yeah, I miss them too, to be honest with you. You know, it was definitely an era that was really special and an era that I'm really proud of being a part of. I didn't know if it's different. I didn't know if the world we live in has just changed because of social media and, you know, these guys put an inch, you know, put a foot wrong and then suddenly everybody can so easily have access to beat up on them on their social accounts and things like that. And so now everybody's kind of, it seems like everybody's willing to get a trophy. Everybody's willing to high five where once upon a time it was like you literally, you know, the guy that you were racing was taking, you know, taking the meal off your table. So you treated him like that.
You know, talking about that era, though, recently you were in the booth with Ralph Shaheen and Ricky Carmichael, and it's as if you guys were all just best buds. Just, oh, by the way, there's a Supercross race going on. That was pretty incredible for a lot of fans to witness and to hear you guys talking just like best buds on a broadcast. So we've talked a little bit about your future in sports cars. What about broadcasting? Just this week, IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe announced that he's going to be a broadcaster for NBC Sports. When is Chad Reed going to have that announcement?
I'm not sure. I enjoy getting in the booth. And I think that particular conversation comes off real natural and easy because, you know, Ricky and Ralph and I are all, you know, we are close and we regularly go eat dinner and enjoy. And so it kind of felt like one of those moments, you know. I think that it was real, you know, like Ricky and I obviously once upon a time were biggest rivals and now we're, you know, two of the closest, you know, I call him one of my closest friends out here. We regularly go to dinner and hang out during the race weekend. So, you know, obviously with that experience and the past years and everything like that, I think it just, yeah, like we were able to naturally talk about, you know, our own experiences and hopefully the viewers, you know, understand what we're talking about.
Oh, it was epic. And you just one look at social media and people were digging it. They want more, Chad. That's all I'm going to say.
So Chad, you're telling me that, maybe here in the next couple of months, you and James Stewart will be having lunch together at, Outback Steakhouse?
You never know. You never rule it out. I actually got to talk to him a couple of weeks ago in Tampa, and it's probably the first time I've seen him in maybe 5-6 years. So it was good. You know, I mean, obviously a lot of water under the bridge. Both of us have families of our own and perspective, and I'll just look at, you know, one of the best, you know, most heated, fierce rivalries of the sport's history. So really proud, and It was fun to catch up.
Well, thank you so much for the memories. We do. I mean, all of our 20 years of Speed Freaks, we've got something with Chad Reed on it.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Statman, to bring back some memories there for you, bud.
Oh yeah, I wanted to hear some more about James Stewart. I'm glad he found him. You know, I don't know where I've been, but him having a family and everything. I wanted to hear more about that. Turn
all of the lights. Yeah, that was a good combo. I mean, Chad, wow. We've seen drivers and riders in all series grow up and mature, but wow, Chad, just having a year of self-reflection, and you can tell.
Yeah.
Wow.